Yesterday we had owner Alan Bell on the program, Ron. I'm not too sure whether you heard it, but Alan made some good comments about the makeup of the Tab Everest, that while we've got these horses that have got their slots right now, they also have to come back and perform, because in most contracts of the Everest, there is the option for the owner of that slot that if they're, you know, they might say, I'm not really happy with your horse, so I'm going to release you and go to another one. And he thinks that Graf could be one of those. Chris Lees is joining us. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Because you got the slot last year, it was reasonably late, wasn't it?
Yeah, both him and La Romaine pretty much got in 10 days out or so. So a long way to go before the Everest field's probably finalised.
Yeah, and their horses, Chris, things can go wrong as well.
That's
with
right.
horses.
Yeah, exactly right.
But everything sounds pretty positive with Graf. Everything's rolling along nicely with him?
Yeah, very pleased with how he's coming up. We decided early on that we'd be taking the blinkers off him for this preparation, or at the start of the prep anyway. He was just racing that little bit keen last time in. He's matured somewhat. It's well documented. Such a hot race, so it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds.
What was the story with him last prep? Has he had a tie back operation or something?
No, he hasn't had a tie back run. It's called a tie forward. He's aryepiglottic folds. Oh, when you see the video of his dynamic scope, he was fine on resting scope, but just something wasn't right with him. We done a dynamic scope, and he was losing about 50% of his air under pressure, and they just lasered them off, and it seems to have come up really well. So you won't know till race day, but we're very confident that it's worked.
Okay, so a bit of a facelift there. These digital scopes just pick up everything now.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I've seen how they work. Obviously, he's out the back, somewhere out the back. Well, when we say out the back, there's six runners. He's the one that has last look at him here?
I would think so. Yeah, now it comes down to how much pressure them really good horses up on speed. If they get soft first half of the race, they're going to be terribly hard to run down. If they cut each other up, he could be the one on the scene late.
Okay. Just later on in the prep, is there any chance he could get out to a Golden Eagle distance?
Yeah, well, it's certainly still very much on the cards. I think we'll know as we stretch him out throughout the preparation. But, you know, he ran very well in a Golden Rose last year, so there's no reason he couldn't be stretched further.
Okay. Invincible Gem, well, she's put two really good runs together now.
Yeah, very pleasing to see her put a couple of nice runs together. She previous preparation, she could mix the form a little bit early, but she's put two good runs together. Just comes down to what type of run she gets from that gate in the first half of the race, but she's a couple of runs under her belt, meeting some horses a little early in their preparation. I think she's in good order.
And the last Hallelujah Boy, maybe not wet enough for him?
No, I think now the track's drying out for both these horses that probably comes against them a little bit. Hallelujah Boy, I'd suggest he'd be better when we get him over further ground. Just changed a bit of gearing, choked down in the Coffs Harbour Cup. So he needs to probably lift his game a touch. But the other horse is racing okay, Articus. Just kept on the fresh side. He could run a cheeky race.
Beauty. Is there anything that'll run well at Eagle Farm, Tycoon Street?
We've got three up there, I think. Yeah, she's freshened up quite well. Torfic Boy's in a pretty competitive open handicap, but I thought Extreme won all right the other day, and he's going to get a lovely run from soft draw.
Okay, Extreme in the last. Good luck, Chris.
Thanks, Ron. Cheers.
And Chris, in her time, who's got the... No, he's hung up. He's gone. In her time, had a gallop on Thursday. Was it Thursday? Yeah, they raced at Newcastle Thursday. It was really only a sprint home, Ron. I'm not too sure whether you've seen any of the vision, but they ran 32 and change. There was a horse called Regimental Band that led them up, and Eldorado Dreaming sat a couple of lengths behind them, and we'll see Eldorado next week. But seems to be doing well in her time as well. Did you see it?
I did. She's ticking along. She's ticking along quite nicely. Just a steward's report just come out, Andrew, with Kembla Grange today. Please note there are strong winds forecast for today, and stewards will monitor and the conditions and suitability for racing throughout the day. We'll advise participants accordingly. And Michaela Weir is not riding it round.